On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 25, Mahikeng 22, Johannesburg 24 grade. Isatswani ysgeregtigheid na die dood en moord op twee jong vroue in Mamelodi Oos. Die liggame van die slagoffers is Sondag met skietwonde aan die kop gevind. 'N 38-jarige man is in hegtenis geneem en sal na verwagting vandag in die hof verskyn.
We condemn any violence, any crime. Anybody that is coming to kill our people, especially the youth. No person has the right to take another person's life, no matter who you are.
Dit dan die stad Swane en Sanuskutsee. 7 mense is vanoggend dood in 'n botsing op Kamaraweg aan die suide van Johannesburg. 'N woordvoerder van die stadse metropolisie Kolani Fitla sê 'n minibus taxi en 'n bakkie was in die botsing betrokke. Hy sê talle mense is ook beseer.
Emergency personnel and law enforcement officials are on scene and Kamara Road is blocked off to traffic in both directions. Motorists are advised to avoid Kamara Road and to use alternative routes as vehicles calls are being diverted at Peter Arkroyd Avenue and Soet Doring Avenue.
8 verdagtes is in hegtenis geneem na 'n gewapende rooftog by 'n besigheid in Sunderland Ridge in Centurion. Die voorval het gister plaasgevind. Polisie woordvoerder Dimokats in Wilwe sê 'n skietery het gevolg nadat die verdagtes van die toneel gevlug het.
The police were called during the shooting and 8 suspects, including the injured one, have since been arrested. 2 firearms, the truck and the vehicle were also seized for further investigations.
In ander groot nuus vanoggend, 'n man is agter tralies nadat die polisie by sy huis in Midrand beslag gelê het op 20 miljoen rand se kokaine. Die polisie het tydens 'n misdaadintelligensie operasie 'n wenk opgevolg oor dwelms wat op 'n klein hoeve in Blue Hills geberg word. Die nasionale polisie woordvoerder Klenemante.
The cocaine weighing about 80 kilograms has been seized. The owner of the plot is expected to appear before the Midrand Magistrate Court later on this week on a possible charge of possession of drugs as well as dealing in drugs. According to further investigation, the cocaine was brought into the country from a neighboring country and was destined for the Western Cape.
Nog nes uit die buiteland, die Amerikaanse weermag het op 4 bote toegeslaan wat vermoedelik dwelms in die oostelike Stille Oseaan vervoer het. 14 mense is dood en 1 het oorleef. En teen slot 'n bietjie goeie nuus, 2 kultuurikone van Kaapstad, David Kramer en die oorlede Tally Petersen, gaan die metro se hoogste burgerlike erebewys en ereburgerskap ontvang. Die twee word vereer vir hulle talle kreatiewe prestasies vir teaterproduksies soos District 6, die musical Cut and the Kings. Die toekenningsgeleentheid vind in Januarie plaas.
Both David Kramer and the family of Tully Peterson have accepted the award. We look forward to presenting this award at a special ceremony in January of 2026, as Tully and David take their place alongside titans of history like President Mandela and Archbishop Tutu, who are among only a small handful of people to have been awarded the freedom of the city of Cape Town.
Action on September 10 on the stories of jacarandafm.com. The volgende bulletin om 12:00.
So wonderlike eer, hè? 5 minute oor 11 môre almal. Jacaranda FM 9 tot 12. Ek onthou Cut and the Kings.
Me too.
Yeah, what a wonderful opportunity to all of our Western Cape listeners as well, who's listening on our app. Such a wonderful opportunity. The world is a great place when we can clamp down on crime. Thank you for bringing us that news, Chanel. Hier onder ons neus gebeur al goed. En dis wonderlik dat ons net dinge beter wil maak. I tell you what else, I want to make things